Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the previewing for you, listening to new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Paul Thorne took an unexpected detour on the road to recording a follow-up to his most successful release, 2010's Pimps and Preachers. After writing many discs of semi-autobiographical tunes that have drawn comparisons to John Hiatt and John Prine, the critically acclaimed singer-songwriter decided to do an album of covers. "I wanted to take a break from myself," he says, "do something different, and just have fun." The collection, entitled What the Hell is Going On, finds Paul Thorne putting his own gritty stamp on some of his favorite songs. We'll start off the show with Take My Love With You from Paul Thorne.
You know sometimes I'm so far away from you, darling, but it's something I want you to do for me while I'm gone.
the Sweetwater Trailer Park, lot number 3. She goes to the Church of Christ. She chain smokes Camelots. She's got a crush on me. Every morning she climbs into her old Chevy Malibu. She clocks in early down at the T-shirt factory. She puts peanuts in her coke. She laughs at all my jokes. And she's got a crush on. On my windshield, and she lets me know how she truly feels. She ain't choosing a perfect by any means, but she's got a crush on.
From Paul Thorne, that was She's Got a Crush on Me. Paul has been pleasing crowds for years with his muscular brand of roots music, bluesy, rocking, and thoroughly Southern, yet also speaking universal truths. The Tupelo, Mississippi native worked in a furniture factory, jumped out of airplanes, and was a professional boxer before sharing his experiences with the world as a singer-songwriter. While his father is a Church of God Pentecostal minister, his uncle, his father's brother, spent time as a pimp. And Paul was influenced by both of these men. Mining these saint and sinner scenarios, Paul crafted his previous release, Pimps and Preachers. The inspiration for his new album is the songs. As Paul says, there are so many great writers out there whose songs just need to be heard. Give a listen now to Don't Let Me Down Again by Paul Thorne.
Treat me this way. the water is deep and the river wide. Face to the wind against the tide. This boat is small and the night is black. The storm is raging but I won't turn. Back to the shallows where I ran aground. In the muck, the mire, the shame.
That was Closer from Mindy Smith and her self-titled new album. In Closer, Mindy Smith paints a picture of how she sees her musical career. I see now is my moment, she says. This New York songstress plans to seize that moment. Many times in life's journey, we find ourselves disoriented, Mindy says. For me, I make destructive decisions that can distract me from my ultimate goal. I think I'm making the right choices and staying close to my agenda, but I run off course. In Closer, I see the North Star is the prize, one that I'm always getting so close to, but I'm never quite able to grab hold of. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. The acclaimed Texas singer, songwriter, and blues rocker Alejandro Escovedo has released a new album titled Big Station, which references themes of love and belonging, as well as homes and homelands. Here, then, is Never Stood a Chance from Alejandro Escovedo.
If you saw the way she walked away, if you heard my name fall from her lips, you would know I never stood a chance. Then you would know I never stood a chance.
her clothes. If you watched her glide like a mystery, you would know I never stood a chance. Then you would know I never stood a chance.
alpacas and she's in the womb. It ain't no party till she's in the room. Not afraid to draw straws or close down bars or sing those nasty blues. She ain't good looking, don't smell too sweet. Treats you just like you're some piece of meat. Always says you're wrong when you know you're right, but you still go home with her tonight. She's a high country lady, the type you've seen round once before. When you see her in the barroom, take one step towards the door. Last call don't mean nothing when she's out to break the law. Those high country ladies, the type you don't bring home to mom. Those high country ladies, high country ladies, high country ladies, high country ladies.
We just heard High Country Ladies from the Grant Farm's self-titled debut release. The Grant Farm is a refreshing harvest of a band from the fertile Front Range of Colorado. This much-anticipated four-piece represents the fruition of the efforts of national flat-picking champion Tyler Grant, one of the hottest and best-known guitar players on the scene today. Tyler was a member of the Drew Emmett Band and the Emmett Nershey Band from 2005 until 2010, when he went on his own to pursue his calling as a band leader. Grant Farm has established a movement based on their connection to roots music of all kinds, devotion to their fans and family, and their brilliant performances of Rocky Mountain rock and roll. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including Morrissey at Kingsbury Hall on November 4th, Martin Sexton at the Depot on November 7th, the infamous String Dusters at the State Room on November 8th, Rachel Yamagata at the State Room on November 23rd, David Wilcox at the First Christian Reformed Church on November 29th, and the Punch Brothers at the Depot on December 7th. In Logan, the bluegrass band Chicken Dinner Road performs at Legends Billiards on November 30th. Southern California-based Australian Lee Coulter sings deeply lyrical songs reminiscent of classic thematic songwriters of the 1940s and 50s, while in the form of modern acoustic indie pop. It's Cole Porter meets Jack Johnson in Motown. Give a listen to Cameo by Lee Coulter.
Well, all right. Write your story in all your glory. Everyone is boring when they're next to you. Don't be the cameo in your life. Don't be the metaphor for losing sight. In every way you'll be okay, cause you're so much more than alright. Alright, cause you got it going on. Going on, and when you come to doubt you, let me repeat how everyone you made is crazy about you. Just keep on following those wide eyes. Keep on trekking on your enterprise. It might be fun, it may be scary, but you're so much more than ordinary. Hey, you got it going on. Cause you got it going on. There's a skip in the beat of the heart of the world, cause you're a part. There's a skip in the beat of the heart of the world, cause you're a part. Write your story in all your glory. Everyone is boring when they're next to you. You be the somebody with something to say. You be the ones that got away. You don't have to if you don't wanna, cause you're so much more than love and done. You got it going on. Going on, you got it going on. You got it going on. You got it going on. There's a skip in the beat of the heart of the world, cause you're a part. There's a skip in the beat of the heart of the world, cause you're a part. There's a skip in the beat of the heart of the world, cause you're a part of it, of it, of it, of
your back.
That was the title track to Matt Nathanson's album, Modern Love. Though his music has the easy, surf-ready sounds of California, Matt Nathanson is a New England native. I grew up in Massachusetts, went to high school in New Hampshire, so by the time I graduated, I wanted to live somewhere warmer, the 38-year-old says. I started out setting up conference rooms for a pharmaceutical company and playing music on the weekends. He worked his way up, slowly building his fan base over 15 years. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and I'm confident you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Powerful songwriting, explosive improvisation, deep dance grooves, and a unique vision for the future of American roots music. That's what the Andrew and Noah Band does with their music. Their core material, written by brothers Andrew and Noah Van Nordstrand, might best be described as Americana groove, a mix of Appalachian, Celtic, classic country, and bluegrass, jazz and swing, Cajun, zydeco, alternative folk, roots rock, and various world music influences. Here is the Andrew and Noah Band with the song Martin.
Told me to look within, but suffered enough and warred with yourself. It's time that you
From the soundtrack to the Broadway show Once, that was Falling Slowly. The show includes all of the beloved songs written for the critically acclaimed film. One of the most unique elements of this musical is that the 13-member cast of the show act, sing, and play all of the instruments. There was no orchestra or separate band. A distinctive aspect to the cast album is that it was produced allowing these talented actor-musicians to record the music in the same style and environment as their stage show. From day one, Greg Laswell has shown himself to be the master of the deft lyric and cutting notes that turn simple songs into treatises on the human heart. Slowly, the world has stood up and taken notice. Greg's work has increasingly been featured in TV and film, which is, of course, one of the best ways for musicians to make a living. His latest release, titled Landline, is lush and full of myriad jangling strings and piano lines that wrap Laswell's voice in black armor. A marked departure from his previous efforts, Landline features a side of Greg that might surprise some fans. I'd been struggling for quite a while to get this record started because I didn't want to make another melancholy Greg Laswell album, he explained. So I wrote a few of my very first real love songs without any irony. From Greg Laswell and his album Landline, this is Another Life to Lose.
Turns out that I know you should.
From Greg Laswell's new album, Landline, that was Dragging You Around. Landline was recorded by Greg in a church-turned house in a small lobstering town in Downeast, Maine. Greg's nomadic tendencies caused him to relocate from Los Angeles to New York City, eventually ending up at the church-turned house that is owned by his wife's parents. The album's title was inspired by the fact that the home recording studio had no cell phone reception, forcing him to use landlines for all of his calls. The album features collaborations with a number of well-known female singers, including his wife, Ingrid Michaelson, and Sarah Bareilles. Inspired by the hip-hop records that he was listening to while writing and recording the album, Greg decided he wanted to work with and feature female vocals alongside his own. Each singer brings a new element and personality to the songs. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith-Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Greg Laswell's songs have won over several of film and television's top music supervisors, who have featured his songs in films such as Friends with Benefits and My Sister's Keeper, and television placements in the season premieres of NCIS and Parenthood, as well as 10 individual placements on Grey's Anatomy, which Greg's mother calls Greg's Anatomy. We'll close out the show with Back to You from Greg Laswell. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
And how it all like this. All that I am and have these days can all be traced back to you.
This is Utah Public Radio.